Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This dude, he says, my wife has lackluster abilities in the bedroom. Hold on, let me read this for you. I need my music. He goes, I'm a pleaser. She's a robot, or as I call her, a log.
That's okay, it's starting off hot.
And we've been together 10 years, and she still doesn't know how to touch me. Sorry, title probably sounds rude. It's a serious problem.
Right.
And this is to the point where I'm considering finding a new bedroom partner. I love my wife and I don't want a divorce. She's attractive. She does try to please me, but she's like a bumbling dimwit down there.
Jeez.
I have showed her and told her, you know what I mean, what feels good. But she's also unable to have the stamina to, you know, finish me.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not asking her to try things, you know, and do different things, you know, but dang, she can't figure it out. She's real bad. Real bad. Nah, so I don't know. Do I give up on her or do I keep trying? Keep trying with her. Well, great question, sir.
She's your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's your wife.
Yeah.
You should always...
All right.
My opinion, you know, you should stay and just deal with it.
Look, you know...
You're an idiot.
A good partner, the best partner, is somebody who you can have an open dialogue with, and you're like, hey, I'd like to try this. And they're like, oh, you know what? If it interests you, guess what? It interests me. Sure, let's do that. That'd be fun. That makes it, a good partner. She's like, if it makes you happy, yeah, sure, why not? Let's try it, you know? Okay. Same thing if the chick, she's like, hey, you know what? Really like to introduce this into the bedroom. And he's like, oh, okay. You know what? If it gets it going for you, let's try it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Guess what? Then nobody feels stupid or weird or...
Right.
You know what I mean? So you can pop off, say something, all of a sudden she's like, ah, I don't know how to do that, weirdo. And that can wreck it.
Right.
It can be over because dude's like crawls into a little ball and he's like, ah, man, I'll never tell you anything again.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't, weirdo.
Yeah, maybe.
In my opinion.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't like weirdos and sex, though.
Yeah, you don't. Well, you,
no.
You're
it grosses
sports.
Me out.
You like sports.
Yeah, so I like
gambling,
basic bitch
sports.
Sex. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like snacks.
Okay, cool.
Reese's.
Yeah, I don't know what any of this had to do with anything.
I'm just saying the things that you like.
Right, yeah, yeah. I'm not a big, I don't know. I don't eat snails.
Yeah, you,
so,
you like
yeah. What do they
stuff.
Call that? Escargot?
Escargot.
Yes, cargo. Yeah, I don't like any of that stuff, so I don't like any weird stuff in the bedroom.
Well,
I don't like leather or bondage or masks.
Those are cool things.
All right, so, she's kind of a dud is what you're saying. You call her a log, sir.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's okay. If she's open-minded, she can be a log, and that's fine if she's open-minded. But if she's a log and closed-minded, you know what I mean? Doesn't want to do anything, or even when you do it, it feels like she's not into it, or it's feels like a hassle, right? Because she might go, fine, we can do it, you know, and then it's kind of like, she still sort of does it, but then doesn't do it. I don't know.
Right.
It just, then it's like, just total turn off.
Huh.
So then maybe it is time to, you know, cash in your chips and find a chick that you are more compatible with in the bedroom.
You gotta wait till she cheats on you, though.
Oh, so you can get out of there, you know, so you don't seem like a jerk.
Dude, yeah, because, I mean, like, this guy is gonna come off as a weirdo.
I don't think so.
If it gets out that he leaves his wife because she couldn't get freaky enough for him.
I think a lot of people
like,
leave,
oh, okay,
right?
Cool.
For that
what are you
reason?
Into?
Yeah,
like ball gags and stuff?
I don't think it would look bad on him. It would look bad on her.
Yeah, I think
it would
look bad on him.
Oh, it looks way worse on her.
It looks so bad on him.
All right. We need a debate.
It's like, what a creep this guy is.
No, I think it looks like, bad on
nice,
her.
What a nice, sweet girl that girl is.
It looks bad on her.
Yeah, thank you. Hold on. Let's have a debate.
Not in God's eyes.
It looks like a debate is about to break out.
Little Debbie man.
Hey, happy Monday, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I wanted to get in on this debate with y'all.
All right, go ahead.
I think that I'm with Derek. Like, this guy's kind of a weenie. He didn't know who he was marrying.
I mean, sometimes you don't. Sometimes they change. Sometimes they do change. They lie on their resume.
Yeah. She might have trapped him.
Yeah, no, you got a point. You got a point. But, I mean, this guy, like Derek is saying, he needs to kind of just suck it up then. Like, if they lied on the resume, then that's kind of on you. Like, you should have figured it out. But, like, yeah. I mean, just.
I mean, how do you get married to someone you don't know sexually?
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, wait for her to mess up so you can leave.
Okay, so wait for her to mess up. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
And then, oh, my God, imagine if these people have kids. It's like, yeah, I left your mom because she wasn't freaky enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, weirdo. Wow, dad won't let it go, will he? God dang, dad.
Right? Would you leave a chick if she wasn't freaky enough?
Yeah, absolutely.
And John,
if you had kids with her.
Yeah, I would say what? I have no problem with it.
Yeah, he has no problem with it.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it's important.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.